November 26, 1978, Tape 2, Side 1, with Johnny Joe of Marsh Lake. You used to work for Mike Nolan sometimes, eh? You remember Mike Nolan?
I work with Mike Nolan. I cut down logs for him. Logs, all the logs in the building. And I built two little cabins down the beach for him to Mike Nolan. My good friend, come here, old dog. I guide for him. Use my horses.
I don't know.
I wonder if he is.
I don't know.
He's married later on. Mary Nolan. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That copper mine up there, up at McClintock, there's a little road goes in, and they dug a hole down.
Mm-hmm.
Who did that? When did they do that?
It's a man, Gray Smith.
That's a guy.
Bob McKenzie.
Oh.
So I better answer it. He stayed with her aunt. He's down in Prince George now, that old lady.
Mm-hmm.
He's older than me. He's over 100 years old now.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Still alive.
Did your aunt?
Her
my mother's sister.
Her sister. That's her mother. He's down at Prince George. He's named now. The old man last he stayed with.
Erickson. Jenny Erickson. Erickson.
Huh?
Erickson.
Erickson, yeah.
He died too, that one.
She was with you. We went over to see them when it was that.
Last summer before.
2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
2 years ago, you were seeing she's all right.
She
got a daughter there. She's a white man too. His name May Flynn.
May McDonald.
She stayed with Flynn the first time. Jack Flynn. One of his son living yet in Dawson. She named
Jack Flynn. Jack Flynn. Jack Flynn.
His name is Jack Flynn too.
He's still down Dawson.
I said, gee, I said, where are you going down there?
Yeah.
We stay with him. Gee, he's pretty old man. drinks lots. Mm. He got some daughters, children, man. And his wife, a little woman, a stout little woman, they short. Stay away, man.
With that copper mine, how long did he work there? A year? To dig that hole?
It worked a long time.
That time, Pablo, mine gone.
At that time?
Same time, yeah.
They get some money for that. They get money for that mine.
Mm-hmm.
This name, Bob McKenzie. His partner name, Charlie Anderson? Yeah, Charlie Anderson. They used to fish in here too.
Mm-hmm.
fishing in a mine there too. The Indian farmer, his name John Farmer, while he's hunting the copper mine Indian.
Yeah.
That's why they've been there all the Indian farmer.
Yeah.
Mine.
He didn't find
that first. I said, when I worked, they had a cabin there, two cabin there. I said, now that old lady stay with this man, about my kinsman. Come from Scotland. They were riding under it, and I painted. I was going to paint him, but what I'm saying, he can't tell the word now.
You mean that headstone?
Mm-hmm.
The writing all rub off?
Yeah, all he died, all that. Where he's come from, in Scotland now.
Was it stone or wood?
He was a wood.
Oh, yeah.
His mother sent that in from Scotland to have it put up.
When did he die?
He is right now. 19.
Before the highway?
Yeah, long before highway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
'13 or something like that. '13 years.
I got one more question. When you sell furs, you go out trapping and you get furs. When you go to sell your furs to a fur buyer, how do you know he's giving you a fair price?
Thanks.
I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah, it's a kind of a difficult thing, and yet it would tell me a lot about the way trapping was in the 20s and 30s. It's a matter of who I know before you said.
I lose money. Hold on. No good. A lot of
time we
sell. I would. They send me less again. I go and tell them, hunt your own fur.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of time we know, they give us pretty low, but we just let it go.
That's very good. I said, I'm 15 beavers. That ain't cool.
You send them outside.
Yeah, we sent out 15 beavers this spring.
This spring?
173 loads, that's all we did.
137.
Nice big beavers.
15 beavers.
That's the work in the beaver business. He's skinning her. He's skinning her.
A lot of work in skinning it and stretching it.
The only stretch him that.
Who was buying fur in Whitehorse in 20s and 30s? And T&D's was there and...
Yeah, T&D's used to buy fur too.
Northern Commercial?
Northern Commercial Company. Hudson Bay. They're still buying fur yet, Hudson Bay.
Yeah.
They're the only one now buying fur.
29 days more, Christmas.